Hey, makers. Now, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I am a beginner maker. I'm going to get that out of the way right off the get-go with this series. So as we're learning together, you're going to hear me misuse terms. You're going to hear me make mistakes, but I'm going to do my best to explain things as well as I possibly can. So we're going to be learning this together. Now, through the episode that you're about to see where we're learning about electrical resistance, I continually make the mistake of calling it ohms resistance. So let's back up a little bit. What is an ohm? Well, an ohm is actually the measurement of an electrical resistance. So where I kept saying ohms resistance, you're about to hear, I should have been saying electrical resistance. So little mix-ups like that that don't really impact the effectiveness of the demonstration, but I want you to know right off the get-go as we start our maker series that as a beginner maker myself, I'm just learning these things as well. So please come along with me through the course of this series, and we really hope that you'll enjoy what we have coming up over the next several months as we learn to become electrical makers together. We're starting with the basics. We're getting started with just learning our way through becoming a maker. So one of the things that I love to have on hand is Make Electronics. This book, you can pick it up at cat5.tv/maker. And you called it the Bible of happiness.
Well, not even that, but it's just like just full electronics, color. Really. Like you're just starting all the way to what is an ohm up to building your own little radio and...
It gets you started, and this is, you know, all of that knowledge put together, and you'll see that a lot of the components from the kits, so the kit that we carry, the components themselves, there's that switch that we were looking at, and, you know, needing a breadboard, and all of these things are included in that kit, so it gets you started. So really, really handy, really, really good to have. I know that the internet is a go-to resource, but this is so well organized.
It's nice to have something on actual paper, that's the thing, though, is that it gives you a great learning process, right? Because anyone can go out onto Reddit, Google, search cool projects, but this literally starts you from the ground up and helps you build
basics.
It makes you build positive habits, pretty much, right? And I think that's important because... when I didn't go to school for electronics, obviously, I'm an aviation guy, but it's just being able to say, yeah, when you're soldering, make sure you do this, don't burn yourself, obviously.
Right, yeah. And he's witty. The author, Charles Platt, is a lot of fun. And some of that will be reflected in through our series because this is part of how I'm learning is through this book. Things like, you know, we're learning about a multimeter. And you know, it will say, you know, generally, you know, there is power behind this. It's not going to hurt you unless you stab yourself in the eye.
Knock on wood. That's not good.
So watch out for it. So pick up one of these books if you want to get started. Even if you are experienced, it takes you back to the basics, as Henry's saying. But so we learn things like not only, okay, what does a resistor do, but how does it work? And why does it work?
And what do the lines mean on the side, right?
What do the lines mean? We're going to learn all about that kind of stuff. So... So tonight we're going to start with our multimeter and how does this thing work. So basically this is a pretty decent multimeter that my father-in-law gave me. So it's pretty cool. I love it. We've got so many different features. Like a continuity test is an important one for me. You can hear that beep. That just means that there's continuity. Tonight we're going to learn a couple of other things with this, but it's got basically your multimeter has... three or four inputs. We've got our common, which is your black. That's going to be shared no matter what it is that you're testing. We've got voltage and things like that. And then we've got amps. We've got continuity. I'm not sure what that symbol means. One of our viewers will know that one unless you do. And ohms, which is your ohms resistance, which is what we're going to be focusing on tonight because that is what we're going to be learning with resistors. Which, as Henry mentioned at the top of the show, is going to help us to limit the amount of voltage going to something so that we don't blow it up. But another fun thing about
making things go bang.
Yeah, right? Fun thing with this book is that he will actually walk us through blowing things up. I was skimming this and, we're going to find out what happens when we short circuit a battery.
Don't do this at... I was about to say, don't do this at home, but it's just, if you buy the book, then you have to do it at home.
Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got a 9-volt battery here, Henry.
Okay.
Are you feeling brave?
Oh, you're going to make me do it, aren't you?
I'm going to make you do it.
Because, like, in the book, there's even, like, a diagram. There's a cartoon, and we showed it last week.
I know, and he looks like he's in pain. When we come back, we're going to test Ohm's resistance using Henry's face. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV, and tonight we are becoming entry-level makers.
I'm starting to get nervous here.
I've got a 9-volt battery.
It's only 9 volts.
I was going to get a 16-volt battery for you, but they only had 9 volts. Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Do not do that at home. 9 volts safe. Anything higher than that, I would probably not do this experiment.
Mm-hmm. It's a very shocking experience, though.
This is a brand new 9-volt battery. Have you ever done this before?
When I was, like, a kid. They taste good. It's not like one of those new, like, Switch console things that taste really bad. Like, you heard about... Never mind. Somebody,
I don't know what's going to happen.
Somebody out there will get...
Now, quick disclaimer. Anything that we're going to be doing through the course of the series is generally safe, but does require adult supervision. So if you're...
Do you
kid,
count as an adult?
I don't know.
I'm technically an adult now, so I can supervise myself.
Okay, so moisten your tongue. Make sure it's nice and wet. Mm-hmm. And then give it a lick.
I'm scared now.
Yeah. Did it hurt?
It was hot.
It was hot?
Yeah. Or warm.
Like that?
Oh, yeah.
I am so glad that willing to do that.
Oh, look. I think it works. I feel like Jar Jar Binks from like episode 1.
But it didn't hurt that bad, right? Like this.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right. I've got a paper towel here for you.
Thank you.
I want you to stick out your tongue and dry your tongue with this and then do the exact same experiment, okay? I want your tongue to be dry.
Mm-hmm.
Is it dry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give it a go.
Hmm.
Did it do anything?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing?
I still felt a little bit, but it was just
a little bit?
Yeah.
So why is that?
Is there any room for stuff to flow?
This is interesting thought, but why do we need to be careful in a lightning storm in the rain?
Mm-hmm.
Because when we're wet, we're very conductive, or we have a lower ohms resistance. Mm-hmm. So something with low ohms resistance, such as copper... or aluminum, is going to be a conductor. It's going to carry that electrical flow very, very nicely. Mm-hmm. Your wet tongue, it has a low ohms resistance. Mm-hmm. Something with a high ohms resistance, which means it resists the flow of electricity, like a resistor, or like PVC, plastic, or the, you know, why do they put rubber around the outside of wires?
Yep.
Because it has a high ohms resistance, so it's not going to conduct the electricity.
Mm-hmm.
So using our multimeter, we're going to actually be able to tell why this happened to Henry. So I'm going to plug this into ohms resistance, and we're going to actually set our multimeter to ohms. Oh, I've already got it at ohms.
Yep. There.
Okay, so power that baby on.
Right.
And you'll see that there's nothing really going on there. Okay?
All right.
So, all I want you to do is same test, but with our multimeter.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to touch this to your tongue, as would be reminded in the book. Do not stab this into your tongue.
It's going to give me a piercing.
Here we are. Okay. So about an inch apart, just like the battery. So when you do that, I'm going to just switch modes here so that we can see. So
everyone ready?
3, 2, 1, go.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got about, now does that hurt?
Mm-mm.
195 kiloohms. 195 kiloohms. Okay, so now do the same thing with your tongue. Dry it off.
Ugh, it's like licking chalk, you know, like that dry.
It's a bit science-y tonight.
It feels so science-y.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tongue's dry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, same test.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're getting, notice this is millions. So 1 point something million ohms.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting a significantly higher ohms resistance.
Oh, yeah.
So when your tongue is dry, it's resisting the flow of electricity much, much higher than when it's moist. I said
trying to go.
that's like that's a bad word to use these days.
Yeah, never on the internet.
So there you have it. I mean, that's a basic experiment to show you the difference in, you know, how ohms resistance affects the flow of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what these resistors is going to do for us when we're building some of our kit. So
there
when we're building some of the fun things that we're going to be doing, these are going to create ohms resistance, or they provide ohms resistance to reduce the electrical flow, so that if we have a battery here that's 9 volts, we can reduce it to, say, 6 volts or maybe 4 or 5 volts if we want to be able to plug in like LEDs and not make them burst.
Yeah.
But we're going to make some burst. We're going to make some explode for the sake of experimentation.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't learn this lesson ahead of time, and I remember blowing up my first LED.
Yeah,
a few weeks ago. That's quite.
Did it actually burst out, or did
no? It wasn't that exciting. It just kind of like died. But
yeah,
it can add more
kit
power.
Comes with a lot. The kit comes with a lot. Everything that we're going to be doing through the course of the series is going to be probably 9 volts or under.
Okay. So yeah, it's still safe. We can still do some really fun stuff. Yeah.
We're going to keep it safe. We're not going to be doing anything where we're going to need to, you know, work with high currents or anything like that. It's all very basic entry-level stuff if you're familiar with it. I would encourage you, rather than saying, oh, I already know all this stuff, please become a part of the community and of the series by including yourself in the chat room, by sending us emails to correct my errors, or to even give your own feedback or experiences, and even your suggestions. If this is something that you're experienced with, we would love to have that, because we are actually learning along with you, our viewers, and really looking forward to what we're going to be doing. And I did pick up a TV.
Oh, yeah, you did. Okay.
Absolutely free. Absolutely free.
Ooh.
And the goal is that near the end of this series, we're going to actually be taking that TV apart and repairing a TV that will not turn on.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man.
And maybe it'll end up on the wall behind us.
Yeah, this is how we're upgrading the studio.
Yes. We're going to learn how to fix things, and then we're going to fix them for the studio. One thing that I didn't remember to show you, Henry, is a grounding bracelet.
Something like
this. We're not doing anything that required grounding tonight, but what this does is it lets you, it's just something that you can put on, and then you can clip it onto a ground, such as the back of a metal computer.
Awesome.
Something like that. You can get stuff to, not only no shocks, but no damage to your peripherals if you have static electricity. Mm-hmm. I get shocked a lot when I touch light switches and stuff.
Shocking.
So this will protect your equipment so that it won't get damaged.
All right.